The days could be numbered for the Thames Coromandel Mayor chairing meetings in person. The council is considering a vaccine mandate for its facilities. If it goes for it, Sandra Gowdy would need to work from home. The Mayor doesn't want the Pfizer vaccine, saying she's waiting for Novavax. Her stance has resulted in a code of conduct complaint and a call from some quarters to step down. Jean Bell reports from Thames.
Today's routine council meeting was very busy for the Thames Coromandel District Mayor, Sandra Gowdy. So busy that she couldn't do a quick interview about a code of conduct complaint resulting from her anti-vaccination stance.
Not right now, I've got a few jobs that I have to do.
Council Chief Executive Rob Williams also ducked away when I asked him if he had a spare minute.
Not really, no. What do you want to talk to me about?
Code of conduct complaint.
If you could email me, I'll respond to you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Now's not a good time?
No, I'm busy. I've got a lot of things to do.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Sandra Gowdy chaired today's proceedings, but her days doing that in person could be numbered. The council's leadership is still deciding whether it'll require vaccine passes in its facilities. Councillor Gary Gottlieb filed a code of conduct complaint after the mayor allegedly spoke in an anti-vaccine meeting in Coromandel. However, the council considers the complaint internally resolved and did not proceed with an investigation. Following the complaint, Sandra Gowdy spoke to an anti-vaccination group in Australia.
It's just ridiculous. I think it's actually time to drop the mandates, drop the borders, open it up and just deal with it.
On the streets of Thames, Roy Mutter McGregor says she's horrified by the mayor's behaviour.
Unbelievably outrageous. They're going to have to change the legislation or the rules around what mayors can and can't get away with. She can't be setting any kind of example like that.
But Elizabeth Savage thinks it's fine.
I think she's brave in making a stand for what she feels is right, and it is a personal opinion, and I think more people in her position should be making a stand, and yeah, I think all power to her.
Thames Coromandel councillor Robin Sinclair says the council is consulting with elected members and staff on whether they should be required to show a vaccine pass to enter council facilities. She says the mayor will have to play by the rules if proof of vaccination is required.
It's the same as all the other staff, should I have to work from home?
And are you surprised that she turned up today?
It's very hard to chair a meeting when you're not in the same room as the people that you are. She is our mayor, she is the chair of the committees.
Consultation on vaccine pass requirements for council staff closes today.
And joining me now is Ahurangi Andrew Geddes, law professor at Otago University. Andrew, for starters, legally, where does the mayor's personal health decisions, when do they become an issue for council?
Well, it'll become an issue for council if the council does adopt this policy of not allowing unvaccinated people onto their property or into their buildings, because I don't really think you can have a policy that says nobody who hasn't been vaccinated can come on, brackets, except the mayor. So that will, you know, physically prevent her from being able to, you know, enter a council building, sit in her office and so on.
So is there anything preventing her from being a remote mayor? I mean, one thing that COVID has taught us is a lot of things can be done online. Can you be a mayor online?
So under the Thames Coromandel standing orders, there is an allowance for members to attend by electronic means. The person who decides whether that's going to be allowed is the chair of any given meeting, and the chair of the council meetings, of course, is Sandra Gowdy. So Sandra Gowdy can ask Sandra Gowdy whether she can attend electronically council meetings, and I suspect Sandra Gowdy would tell Sandra Gowdy that's fine.
And is there no way around that?
No way around it. In what sense?
Well, she is guarding the hen house then.
Well, that's, yeah, so the power to decide whether or not someone can attend electronically or not is vested in the chair of any given meeting, and the mayor ex officio is the chair of the meetings.
Okay. So on other issues then, she's made various claims and statements on an anti-vaccination platform broadcast, over the internet. I mean, how does that fit with the council's collective support for the government's vaccine rollout? And can she break from that collective support?
So the Thames Coromandel Council does have a code of conduct, as all councils do. And in that code of conduct, it is required that council members abide by collective decisions that the council has made and, you know, don't speak publicly in the media against those decisions. I haven't listened to the full interview, but if she has called into question the country's sort of vaccination approach and, you know, the vaccination rollout and so on and so on, then that's going against what the Thames Coromandel Council is by resolution supported. She seems to be going against her own council's decision, which would appear to be a breach of the Code of Conduct. So action, you know, a complaint could be made under the Code of Conduct for that particular interview.
Yeah, she does point people in the direction of anti-vaccination support groups. She challenges the mandate and she offers advice on how to get around that if it is a requirement of your job. So in terms of acting in the best interests of the community, what responsibility is there on her in terms of that?
So again, under the Code of Conduct, there are general principles that are expected of all elected officials, one of which is to display a leadership role in the community and to display leadership in the, you know, the best interests of the community. So, I mean, a complaint can be made under the Code of Conduct. Now, whether anything much would come of that is questionable, because the most that could really happen is that the council decide to censure her for her activities, you know, give her a stern telling off, which, you know, that's probably as much as you actually want councils to really be able to do, though, because, you know, the idea that sort of other councillors could remove a mayor or any other elected official because they're upset at what they're saying does run in the face of, you know, democracy in a sense. You know, people did elect her, and whether other elected members should then be able to get rid of her, I mean, that would be problematic, I think.
Is this any more than her exercising her democratic rights to voice her opinions publicly and to make her own personal health decisions?
Certainly she's doing that, but she's doing it as a particular elected official who's got a, you know, a very high-profile role within her community. And so there's a balance, right? There's a balance between what you can do as an individual, and we all have the rights and freedoms to do so, and your role in a leadership in a community in that sense. I mean, ultimately, this is all going to be decided by the voters. I mean, come October, we're going to have local body elections. If Sandra Gowdy chooses to stand again, people will be able to make the decision, you know, as to how she's acting. Within that, the council does have this role of trying to make sure that councillors abide by, you know, their role as elected officials and, you know, don't undermine the council's decisions through what they say. And that's where the Code of Conduct issue comes in. But that can't remove her as an elected official. You know, she'll still have the right to be mayor right through to the voters deciding again in October.
Appreciate your time, Andrew. Interesting to talk to you. That's Andrew Geddes, Otago University Law Professor.